in the book of Galatians, Paul is dealing with a problem that was about to get out of hand lest he should deal with it right away. In the second chapter, he tells about his visit to Jerusalem. By my account, 17 years after his conversion, those apostles in Jerusalem had been with Jesus during his earthly ministry and was given a place of distinction. While writing to the churches in Galatia about his relationship with these leaders, he points out that with God, the outward appearance is not the important thing. Authority in the church comes from God. It comes not on the basis of how long someone has served the Lord. It comes not on the basis of one's past relationship with Jesus on earth, but in the light of one's present inward experience with Christ now. This did not mean that Paul had no respect for these leaders, or even that he did not hold them in high esteem. The fact that he had gone to Jerusalem to confer with them proves that he esteemed them highly. In defense of his authority as having come from God, he relates here that even the leaders of the church did not add anything to his message. Peter was the recognized leader of the church. This recognition of leadership, which Paul calls an apostleship, was based upon the clear evidence that the same divine God that worked in Peter was also working in Paul. He that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, Paul said, the same was mightily in me towards the Gentiles. The same God energized them both. The same Holy Ghost anointed them both. The message that God gave to each of them was the same message. And what was the results of this? The results was that when James and Cephas and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given to me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship. What they were saying here was, we're in one accord. We're preaching the same gospel. We're preaching the same Jesus. We're preaching the same way of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works, lest any man should boast. Salvation is a free gift from God. No one can earn it. No one can buy it. No one can work for it. It is absolutely free, the free gift of salvation. Paul also tells us that the gift of righteousness is a free gift. You can't earn it. You cannot earn it by achieving anything. All is required of you is that you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and accept His work on the cross for your sins. Friend, that's the gospel that I preach. You don't need to achieve anything to obtain forgiveness for your sins. You don't have to achieve, just believe. Once you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, once you accept Him as your personal Savior, your sins will be forgiven. And anything that you do after you've been forgiven is the results of the inward work which has already been done. My water baptism was results of the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was not in order to receive the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please understand, symbols are important. Some of them, like communion and baptism, illustrate the cross of Christ. They symbolize salvation, demonstrate salvation, but they do not impart salvation. Putting your trust in a symbol is like claiming to be a sailor because you have a tattoo on your arm, or claiming to be a good husband simply because you wear a wedding band. Do you think that God would save His children based on a symbol? On the other hand, Our God is abundant in love and steadfast in mercy. He saves us, not because we trust in a symbol, but because we trust in a Savior. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.